is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark baking movies.
Hey, it's Panda. I like Hallmark baking movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark baking movies, and this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
We're all vaccinated, baby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode, another week, another all-around good time with the boys.
I love the
Hallmark is the name of the program, in case you're just
joining us. For those of you just joining us.
For the first time.
Episode 350. I don't know what episode it is. That would be just a guess.
Yeah.
You know, we had our 1,000th Instagram post in the last week or so, and I figured we might make a special deal out of it, and then I forgot about it.
It's whatever at this point.
Yeah.
What's a thousand?
It's a thousand.
It's a thousand. It's a thousand.
The point is, if this is your first one, welcome. We did it. To bring you into this one, we did it.
And to all the haters out there that said we wouldn't make it to this point, to Baker's son.
That's right.
Joke's on us.
You may make a few Christmas seasons, but you won't make it to Baker's son 2021.
I knew we would from the beginning.
I knew we would from the beginning.
We were made for such a time.
For such a time as this.
Yeah. Such a moment. And then I realized I was going to say it correctly.
Oh, man, like
such a time as this.
That's right.
We're the Baker's son boys.
Fabulous Baker's son boys.
Yes, that's exactly right. guys, I've been getting a lot of emails, text messages, DMs, etc. Wanting to know how your weekends were. And so I'm not asking.
I just want to be clear. You have been getting a lot of emails wondering how and Panda's weekends.
Exactly
went.
Right. They're not concerned about me. That's fair.
They're not concerned about
me. I'm just a facilitator.
You're just a facilitator.
Yeah, it was okay. My weekend was fine.
Dude, my kids are at each other right now because one of them has lost 3 teeth.
Oh, man.
And the other one hasn't lost any yet, and they're twins. And every time the one loses teeth, he gets money. And the other one is just about to hear, just about to lose his mind.
How many more teeth do you hope the other one loses?
Dude,
before?
I can't take much more, but my one kid understands he gets money, and so he's just like, rip it out, do it. And it's like barely wiggling. He's like, you can get it, you can get it. Like, if you get in there, you can get the tooth. I'm like, bro, just wait. Just they'll all come out, I promise.
You know, I still keep doing that. And the doctor said I need help.
This is my 4th set of dentures.
It's wild.
I still get, your wife put money under the pillow.
She does $1 every time, and I get excited.
This guy really is trying to, one of my kids is trying to make his brother just as angry as possible. Every time, he lost one last night. He just is like, and his brother looks like he's going to throw the table over.
Yeah.
It's a great bit.
It's a great bit.
Guys, I'm so excited to get to the Baker's son. I circled on the calendar.
Most anticipated of this week for sure.
Of this week, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. I think that's fair. Guys, before we get started, a couple of people have been sending in some requests for us to talk about our favorite Boys Like Girls song.
Oh, okay.
So they're wondering our favorite Boys Like Girls songs. Obviously, it's between The Great Escape.
Great Escape, Love
Hero,
Drunk.
And Hero Heroine.
Yep. Hero Heroine.
Yep.
And I am in the Hero Heroine.
I'm a Great Escape boy.
And you?
I love Love Drunk.
So we did it.
All right, guys. It's time for the Baker's son. It originally
now,
aired.
After this, going to be a lot of bits. But I'm going to give you the floor right now, all right?
Yep. No.
No bits right now.
Guys,
the floor.
You have the floor, summary
yours.
Boy.
Yours.
The Baker's son originally aired on I thought for sure you guys were going to interrupt me there.
Why would you have the floor?
I've never felt.
We would never interrupt someone who has the floor for the synopsis. This is the cornerstone of the entire program.
Yep. In fact, I would say there's a lot of pressure riding on this.
That's right. Don't screw it up.
The Baker's son originally aired on June 12th,
2021.
Who are you?
Ooh, I'm fun.
What's your name?
Fun Guy 21.
You're different than 2020 Guy.
Oh, yeah. I know what to do.
He doesn't know what to
do? I know where the big dogs roll.
Where do the big dogs roll?
Downtown.
Downtown where?
Downtown South Street.
Give me a place.
South Street Palooza.
And it went a little something like this.
We go hard, yo.
How hard?
So hard. It's called Palooza for a reason.
It sounded like you made up Palooza, though, didn't
No,
it?
No, no. You're it's made up.
If I Google South Street Palooza,
you'll find it.
And it was this past weekend?
Heard.
Annie and Matt have been friends forever. They have a weekly movie night, and they just love hanging out. Matt is a baker whose bread is just kind of whatever. It just seems uninspired. One day, a ballerina troupe comes into town to practice, and there's a girl that catches his eye. And he keeps trying to talk to her. He keeps messing it up. But finally, he asks Annie for some advice, and she's like, bake. Duh. And so he's like, hey, show up at 5 a.m. and we'll bake bread together. And so she shows up, and suddenly his bread is out of this world good. He tries to bread. He's like, this is the best bread I've ever had. The struggling town gets some publicity out of how amazing this bread is. People start flocking to the town, seeing Matt flourish with how good his bread is, and the town is flourishing. Everybody's flourishing here. The ballerina, though, is how long is she going to be here? What's the plan here? We don't know. Seeing Matt and the ballerina really take off, Annie starts to get a little jealous, and everybody's like, Annie,
are you okay?
Are you okay? She gets really jealous, and she realizes that she loves him, and it's killing her seeing him with somebody else.
Telling her softly.
The bread is unbelievable. The town is booming, but the girl is leaving to go on tour. She breaks it off. She leaves, and the bread suffers. Mm. The news is supposed to be coming into town to do a big story on the bread and the boom of the town. It's the bread boom. Bread boom 2021. It's the weekend following this weekend after the Palooza.
Yeah.
And so what are they going to do? So the whole town gets together to try to figure out how can we find a new girl for him to fall in love with, because clearly he needs to be in love to make good bread, but no dice. Annie can't just stick around and watch Matt just flounder and be sad. So she decides, I'm going to sell the restaurant. I'm going to go to Paris. I'm going to paint. I'm going to finally pursue my dreams. Matt finds out that she's selling, gets in a huge argument with her. She storms off to pack. That night, he makes angry bread based off of the conversation and how frustrated he is. And the next morning, the town freaks out because the bread is good again. They go to find him, and they realize that it's Annie that inspires him and that he's in love with her. So he goes to find her. The entire town follows him with a film crew from the news to see what happens with Matt and Annie. He thinks he missed a ferry. He's getting ready to jump into the water despite not knowing how to swim. But Annie shows up and was like, I was running late. What do you need? And he's like, I love you, and my bread is good again. They kiss, the town cheers, and that, my friends, was the baker's son.
We did it, and you were spectacular.
That was so good.
Thank you for paying attention.
Aside from the 2021 guy, I felt like it went really, really well.
No, the 2021 guy, he's swirly.
He is. He's, yeah.
Squirrely,
swirly,
All of them. I've heard a rumor, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but God?
Yeah.
He's bigger than the boogeyman.
Dude, it's crazy. I heard that too. You know what? What are the monsters on TV?
Bigger than them too.
What? The monsters on TV as well?
I'm unsure about Godzilla. That's, I haven't.
Yeah, no, Godzilla, I think, would be.
He's on TV.
Even Godzilla in the whole way.
I want to know more about Godzilla in the whole way.
It's, I've asked that question since the day I heard that song. Was that Godzilla in the hall? Godzilla wouldn't fit in the hall, bro. If Godzilla's in the hall, you'd know it.
Junior Asparagus, and I've said this for years. I've written blogs. He's a liar, and he's overall wrong.
Dude, we all know that asparagus is lie.
Yes.
Asparagus?
You can smell it a mile away.
I smell it a mile away. They're just liars. They're
liars. That's why they're pea stinks.
Liar asparagus.
That's true. That is true.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to break this movie down, and I think we're going to have fun doing it.
Baker's Son.
Here on Doug Dahlman. You hear that?
Silence.
Because I am blown away at the amount of channels that Philo
We've been
offers.
Sitting here in silence
for
90 minutes.
I've been reading the channel listing.
It's crazy. And you know what? You know what left me just stone cold?
Come on
silent?
Now, tell me.
A year-long DVR. Unlimited DVR, you keep it for a year.
I get those channels with that DVR. Happy Father's Day to me. Get your father and anybody you know Philo right now. They're offering you 25% off by going to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. If you sign up today, we promise we will not start any more ad breaks with long pauses such as this one. philo.tv/DTH to get us talking again. Oh boy, we're back.
To do every mid-roll Philo from here on out. It's getting fun because it's full yes and.
It's full yes
and. And I'm here for it.
Man, guys, Baker's son, we heard about it. We read the synopses. Dan, if I remember right, I don't even think you put a pink lemonade on this one in the preview show.
I said this would be the worst one or the second worst. There's another dog in there.
What's next week?
There are a few that are coming up. There's a Paris one next week, right?
Paris, and then there's Sand Dollar, and that's it. So just a couple.
Yeah, what did I say? I think I went Paris last, then this one, then Sand Dollar, then Hawaii, and that's it.
By the end of this month, you're going to regret the day that you said Aloha Hawaii.
I already regret the day I said Aloha Hawaii was number one.
Woo!
Already.
Woo! Well, let's get going, boys. Yeah. We're talking about The Baker's Son, and we have 4 seconds to break this movie down. We always start with a hot take, and I think the reason why we start that is because without heat, there is no bread. And I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, what do you think about The Baker's Son?
I loved it. I mean, I just absolutely love this movie. Yeah, this should have been my number one. I think I had this the lowest, and it's unfortunate because it is great. It's funny.
You had it the lowest, and I think I said... The reason you had it the lowest because Paris was on location.
Yeah.
And you were like, Paris wins you over.
Yeah, Paris wins me over. That sounds like something I'd say. I was wrong.
You haven't even seen Paris, though.
I haven't even seen it. It's going to be hard to beat this movie because I think that if we were going to do a ranking of top movies that have been shown this year, it would break into my top five. I would need to sit down and really think through it. But it is funny as a lovable cast of characters. I think some of the decision-making with some of the relationships, I think the guy's not super for a variety of reasons.
Which
but
guy?
That's, the lead actor. I think, and here's my issue with him. My issue is...
You have a problem with Matt?
Yeah. Mainly because he essentially strings along his friend for, what, 20 years? Or
well,
however long?
Like, he doesn't realize in love with her, and she's never shot her shot before.
Yeah, I can buy
but
that.
But I also don't even know if she realized it until she saw...
I think early in the movie, when the best friend... Every time the best friend mentions it, like, it's you're clearly in love with Matt, she never just goes, no, I'm not. She always laughs
But this, and then, well, I mean, I guess we'll get to it later, but this... There was something about the relationship with the ballerina. Like
that,
he's
that launched.
He's had other relationships in the past. In fact, he was with a person that she worked with prior to the ballerina.
Correct.
And she seemed okay. But there was something about this that really
made her realize it.
Amplified the feelings.
And you think the same thing happened with him. He realized
I believe
gained
so.
It. Okay.
I'm sure over the years, both of them had thoughts.
And
but.
I can buy that. And so overall, here's the main thing. This movie is funny. I love the writing in this. I really had a lot of fun in this entire movie. So yeah, big thumbs up from Panda. Beautiful location as well. I can't ask for a lot more from a notoriously weak season of Hallmark movies. Like summer movies are notoriously weak. But this one is great. Great.
Yeah. Wait until you see Summer Part 2 though, after July. Like August.
Really? That's the big time.
Oh boy.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
No hold for it.
Yeah, no hold. No. I got it. Just calm down now.
No what?
No, don't worry. Did someone say horse?
Did you say horses?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Rigley. Rig, how are you?
I'm well.
How was your weekend?
I was refreshing.
What did you do?
I did a lot of acupuncture.
The needles in your body?
No. You see how close you can get to a major artery on a dear friend of yours.
That's not acupuncture.
Yeah.
It is not.
How accurately can I puncture my friend?
Yeah.
How'd you
and?
Do?
Well, we had a couple EMS trips, and nobody died. Nobody died.
Good.
So, you know, all in all, I would say I was close to breaking even. I probably lost a couple.
What do you mean you lost
my pants
a couple?
Cut them.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't. And I've been friends with Rig for years. I still didn't see it coming.
How in the world did we, none of us saw it coming?
It just came right in there. You walked right into it.
Yes.
I go out of my way to not ask Rig questions because that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Man, Rig is a character. You say what you will.
Is that at Fitzy's?
Oh, no, acupuncture's not allowed at Fitzy's.
They don't allow that at Fitzy's?
It's more of a black market game. Okay. I picked up a kidney while I was there. Didn't even need one. Just put it in the frizz for spare.
Saw him live. I'm going to say this. I agree with Penn.
Rig has this as a fridge freezer combo. He calls the frizz. You don't want to hear about it. Frizz. It doesn't make any sense.
Frizz for spare.
Wait a minute. I know. I'm sorry. What? It's a freezer and a fridge? Those can't work.
You heard it. How cold you want it. That's how cold it gets it.
All right. I'm out. I don't know. I'm done. Sorry.
I adored this movie. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was genuinely funny. It had a whimsy to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the final love declaration at the end of this movie, he's walking, marching with a little... I wish it was like I wish it was a musical in this moment because it had that feel to it. And the whole town is following him and the film crew's there. It's fun. And I got to say this, I'm nominating the mayor of this movie as character of the year so far. I thought he was fantastic. So he grew on me. At first, I wasn't sure what happened. But by the end, he when the bread is back, he yells.
He goes nuts.
He goes, ah!
No. The best, and this is my feels, the best mayor thing is when he says they made pastries. Pastries! Yeah! He's like, dude, how could this bread get better? Pastries, that's how.
I love this guy. I love him. He's character of the year for me. And so, yeah, overall, just absolutely love this movie. It's my favorite summer movie so far. It beats out Aloha Hawaii for Brian.
By a wide margin.
And I got it, like, what else is in the frizz?
You had an ice cold beverage with the ice chips right on the top of it?
Yes.
Frizz for spare.
What does that mean?
You heard me.
Okay. Dan?
This movie's bonkers new, and it has some very questionable ethics by most of the males in the town who basically turn into a giant pimp service near the end of this movie, and it does not come off well for me. There's some very questionable motives by people in this movie, some things that I really, really didn't like. The premise and the town itself are very, very questionable. Having said all of that, it is unabashedly a fun time. Like, it is, for what these movies do, Eloise Mumford is great. Brent Doherty is great. It's funny. It's
call her the Little Lion Man.
It's the most ridiculous. What? Was it a Mumford joke?
Yeah, it said the Little Lion Ma'am.
You nailed it.
I missed it, and I'm sad I did. Because
I was so happy to get it. I was very happy to get it out.
Yeah. Brent Doherty's good. Eloise Mumford's good. The premise is so ridiculous. I mean, there are just some glaring weight what's, but if you just suspend your disbelief in the film, which you really, really have to do more than any other, and you can let go of the fact that an entire town of men just care about making money, and so they're just bringing in rando girls to try to set this guy up with one of them, then you can have a really good time at this movie. It's got its ups and downs, but clearly better than Aloha Hawaii.
Yes.
And I would probably say this one is right after Mix Up in the Mediterranean from enjoyment standpoint for me.
Those are the two movies that when I think back on, like, just pure fun, having a lot of fun with movies. These two are right up there. Right? Yeah, yeah. I loved it.
Taking a Shot of Love?
Yeah, I still have my heart there because of hockey, but I think that this is a better movie. It's a better made movie than Taking a Shot of Love.
But even both movies, ballerinas.
I love the ballet.
This movie has an actual ballerina in it, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she's
a real trained
ballerina, yes.
I thought you said a real train, and I was like, is that a saying in the ballerina world? She's a real train. Like, you got to look out for her. She's going to take the world by storm. She's a real train.
She's a real train.
She's a real train.
Let's get that saying going, everybody. It's time for All the Feels, part of the show. We talk about one of this movie gives us feels. Panda?
The final 20 minutes of this movie is just, I had feels. The bit they do where he keeps breaking into the lead actor's home, the mayor keeps breaking into his home. That's a fun bit, man. I was laughing. I think from a feels perspective, when his bread finally makes it on the news as well for the first time, and he gets all excited, and everyone starts jumping with him and having a lot of fun.
What is it, the town's name? Winford? What
Winford.
Something like that.
Winford. We're Winford. We're famous. We're Winford. We're famous.
That gave me feels, man. It's just, it's a, man, I just love it. And then the final scene, obviously, the kiss and the bread, where they determine whether or not they're really in love with a loaf of bread. It's just good stuff, man. I don't know. So, yeah, it didn't have any, like, deep, deep sentimental feels, but it had, like, yeah, just happy feels.
Yeah, I mean, I got the mayor gave me feels. Like, when he goes to talk to the baker.
The baker's son.
The baker. And he what's missing from the bread or whatever. He's like, haven't you ever seen a French film? Like, and he does this bit. And then the mayor uses that later.
The next scene, he's like, haven't you ever seen a French film?
He says, watch a movie.
Like, watch a French movie every now and then. So great.
It's great. I love that scene. Thought it was really funny. And then I thought the ending, like the fact that he was going to jump into the water, he can't swim. That was fun. I mean, you know, he wasn't going to have to, like, you know, she wasn't actually in the ferry.
Yeah.
But it made me happy as somebody who can't swim as well. It spoke to me as a human on a core basis.
What's weird about this movie is the chemistry between the leads is great, but you don't have a lot of like romantic feels because the movie doesn't take itself seriously at all. Like, it's borderline farce. Like, it's crazy. This entire town is like 12 people, and it is just a wild bit. I mean,
it was like a Truman Show type world.
It was really, really weird. But it's funny. Like, I laughed, aside from Mix Up the Mediterranean, it's the most I laughed. The mayor has two or three. When he basically acts like he's like an expert in French cinema, that's really funny. When he realizes the bread is not only good, but now it's pastries, it's a great bit as well. Yeah, so I mean, there's plenty of like laughter to be had in the movie, which is not something you can say too terribly often. So that gets a thumbs up for me.
What do you do if the furniture starts creeping?
Ooh. I just look and I say, hey, cut it out. And then I get back to my sleep.
That's exactly right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
You went deep second verse thinking I wouldn't be able to hang.
So let's you just say, hey, cut it out.
Cut that out and I get back to my sleep.
That's exactly right.
Because I know
get
God's,
back to my sleeping.
Because I know that God's the biggest. He's watching all the while.
Yeah. We are back, and we are still breaking down.
Trying to go deep VeggieTales lyrics, see if I can't hang. Go
still,
for it.
We are still breaking down The Baker's Son and the VeggieTales classic, God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman. We're going to get to the wait what of the movie, and then we'll get to the wait what of the song later show. Panda, wait what's, what do you have for The Baker's Son?
Matt, at one point, just orders a beer at a bar. He just says, I'll take a beer.
Yeah.
And then the only other one I have is he.
So I just, can we back up just briefly? I know you've got two. You've done a lot of work here. Do you know how many times we've done these movies and someone's ordered a beer at a bar?
Correct. We've done it a lot.
The movie's airtight.
But that's how good this movie is, Dan. Like, if I got picked something apart, you're right. That's how good this movie is. If I got a scrape at the bottom of the barrel, I'll do it for the sake of consistency. But this show is gold. Golden. Golden.
But best. That's not a wait
this
what.
This might be the best movie of the year.
Then just say you don't have any wait whats. That's not a wait what.
It is a wait what. Have you ever just gone in and ordered beer? If you had done that, I'd go, wait, what? Not so sharp now. Pointy.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
You nailed it.
What's your second dynamite wait, what?
Yeah, here it comes.
Somebody ordered a sandwich. It was crazy.
He leaves the olive oil out overnight. he had the little tray. He poured the olive oil in the morning before. And then she comes the very next day. He still has that tray with the salt and the olive oil. Guys, give him some new olive oil. That's all I'm saying. It's just a little weird. That's some stale olive oil.
And you really brought
this heat. Movie you otherwise heat. Is gold. I'm not going to critique perfection. Mm. You can't.
Can't
critique God. Critique this movie.
I will say this about God, though.
What's that?
Bigger than the boogeyman.
You're kidding me.
Even the monsters on TV.
I will say, though, this song is misleading because the boogeyman, 5-1 tops. Like, because he's got to fit under the bed. You have to actually
be honest about that song.
Go ahead.
That song scared the ever loving nonsense out of my kids. And they lost sleep because the first half of it is very scary. And they're not old enough to understand.
There's shadows on the wall.
Was that, Godzilla in the hall? Was that were there monsters in the closet? I had to check my kid's closet for like a week after they heard that.
They weren't concerned. They weren't concerned about it wasn't even on the radar that there might be monsters.
They can't understand that God's bigger than it. They can't understand that there are now monsters exist. In the closet and under the bed. Maybe he's on the bed.
Yeah. You said it, pal. The boys, they get together at a bar. They order a beer. They have lots of fun.
Can you believe that?
Laugh it up, chuckles, but I'm still right.
That guy's night does an interesting thing of watching the local news for fun and entertainment as they drink their beer, which is good because they got to find out about the bread. But if the local news is on while I'm in a bar, I'm leaving. I don't need a local news.
Are you
I don't need
real? You would leave a bar.
I wouldn't leave, but I would be. I would probably.
Nobody's watching the local news in a bar.
No. With the sound up.
No.
Did that sound up?
Turn it up. This is the good stuff.
Need that Chris Justice.
Sports at 7:22 every night. Let's go.
Chris Justice gets a lot of play on our podcast.
He does. Shout out to Chris. People are looking it up. Yep.
Love Chris. Mm. Good guy. My only other one is I don't have a lot either. This movie's airtight. My only other one is the town. Nobody on that ferry that they think that she's on looks back when the entire town, even if you're the person who you think is in love,
Annie.
If I hear a whole town yelling from the shore, I'm gonna. What's going on here? Yeah. Not a single person on that ferry gives a care. And they got places to go. Right.
And I mean, when you're on a boat that has a big sign that says ferry on it. You got places to be, for sure.
You got any?
Yeah, I got plenty. I mean, there's this overarching problem with this movie, which is
it's brilliant.
It's been Annie all along. Why has his bread always sucked? And how long has his bread sucked? Because the dad was making the bread and said, when your mom died, I lost it. And clearly the son, he and my son, has taken over, and his bread has been terrible for an indeterminate amount of time.
Okay, let me back up. His bread has not been bad. It's been passable because at the very beginning, she bites into the bread.
It was terrible.
It's fine.
When he was sad.
Okay,
It's been okay.
It's been okay.
And no one said anything. They're just like, hey, there's a local bakery that makes okay bread. Yeah,
they make bread. We get bread all the time, and we're like, that's fine bread. It's fine.
It's weird that if it's been Annie all along that causes him to make great bread, it hasn't helped until just now.
But he hasn't had the realization of love.
He's in love. Yeah.
That's a problem for me after 20 years of friendship.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was my beef at the beginning.
We are in the weeds from a standpoint of how ridiculous it is that the bread's going to change flavor over this, just so we're clear, all right? But it happens for a ballerina in under a week.
It is not crazy to think that your baking can be improved by inspiration.
That's not crazy, but that's not what
happened.
When
me and Bran first met, Bran would give me a cookie, and it wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
But then sugar cookies. I buy into a cookie now, and it's just, you love me.
I love you. That's the inspiration.
The lady that brings the ballet in, and we were laughing about this during it, I can't believe you didn't say it. She has these seven ballerinas around the table, and she's like, can I have your attention? Thanks for coming. And then she says, as you know, my late husband hated the ballet. Why do they know that? Did her late husband go around to every ballerina he could find and going, hey, you, I don't like you or what you stand for?
He goes goes to the after parties and he does the guys, I hate all of it. Yeah. I hate you. I hate you. I hate it all.
I mean, for her to go in with just, she goes hard with, as I mean, you guys already know that my late husband hated you. Like, that's weird. That's
It's on his tombstone. Like, great life, hated ballot.
Why is the mayor's office over water? Like, why? Why is the mayor's
office? If your office could be over water, wouldn't it be?
No, it would not be.
Well, that's the difference between you and the mayor.
When he's on the way to do something for or to see these TV people, he checks his hair and then he rubs his teeth only in a way that I've seen done by someone that's just used cocaine in a movie. That's the only way I can describe what happens there. He literally does this.
Which would explain a lot about the mayor.
And I don't, I've never seen it. Like, this doesn't get anything out from between your teeth.
No.
Is he trying to shine his teeth? What is he doing there? The only time I've ever seen this move is when there's an addict who's trying to keep himself secret.
Yeah.
And the mayor's out here just doing it, just walking down the street.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, whatsoever. He's passing out hamburger buns to everyone. That is how they find out the bread is good. I understand why he takes hamburger buns to the diner, but the bread that they take around town, it's not like a baguette or a roll. It's a hamburger bun, and people are just taking giant bites out of hamburger buns. What are we doing right now?
I thought they were more like a dinner roll, like look, you know, Charlie's.
A yeast roll.
Look again. You'll realize that's not the case.
Have you had these hamburger buns?
Winford goes nuts because they're famous.
We're Winford. We're famous.
I think like somehow they didn't buy the rights to raise the roof because everybody was raising the roof with their fists closed like this. Like, we're Winford. We're famous. And we can all tell you from personal experience, when you get one spot on the local news, it does nothing. Like, absolutely nothing.
Seattle.
There is not a blip. There's nothing. We were on Chicago's news. Okay.
I mean, we were on with Jack Roper here in Greenville.
We were, and that is not to be true. And two of you were. I was
two,
not.
Two, yeah.
I have a.
You chose
a
not
no
to.
No Jack Roper contract is what I have. I refuse. But you two were not too good for Jack Roper.
Jack, we got 10 seconds to air. Hold on, I got to do a magic trick.
That's true.
What, that's Jack? True. Jack?
That was one of the weirder moments. Like, that's all wild. Things considered, that was one of the weirder moments we've had.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But one local news spot where they mention the bread and show it on screen does not do anything. And the fact that these people go nuts about it should tell you exactly what kind of life they're living. And then lastly, I feel like they tried to play it off as comedic. And if you're going to do a bit where everybody's searching for a new girl for Matt to fall in love with, putting a bunch of fake profiles on there, tricking a bunch of women to coming to your island and then parading them in front of Matt, hoping one of them catches his eye, all for the financial benefit of the men in the town, it just doesn't land very well. I don't know how else to say that. It's unfortunate. It was like when they in that meeting and everybody's like, why can't Annie just fall in love with him? And Annie like sticks up for herself. And then the guys just hatch a new plan where they're like, we'll just bring in a bunch of unsuspecting women who realize they're there and the other guy's not even interested. Not okay and weird. That actually put me off from a lot of the movie. It was late on in the movie, and I was like, what are they doing right now? This is not the way to go about it. And I feel like if they wanted to make it comedic, they should have gone further with it and done it a little bit more like, you know, slipshod than they did it. It just didn't sit well with me. Those are my wait whats.
It's time for the What the Hallmark. It's part of the show where we wonder what could have been. That would maybe happen. That would give some clarity to the questions that we still have. And I'll start with you, Panda.
So my understanding is at one point this was a bustling tourist town.
Yes. Windward is what it's called, Windward. Not Winford.
Yeah, Windward.
We combined Binford Tools and Windward.
They're proud to present Tim to Toolman Taylor.
Tim Toolman Taylor.
They really are. Sorry. That song bops.
You guys are so good at that.
I love it. I don't understand why the town all of a sudden became like just dead. Like, why did the tourists stop coming to the town? I just want to know like what happened, because normally, you know, a tourist town that's like that, a little island and everything, it maintains, but they never really explain what happened, why. And I don't think it was because his dad lost the bread. the bread touch.
Lost the bread touch.
I just want to know. I want to know what happened to the town. And I want to know, does the tourist thing keep happening?
Does it keep working out for
them? Does it keep working out?
Mine was similar, Bran, if you don't mind me just jumping right over. Is how far is Windward from Seattle?
Right.
Close enough to be the local news?
Close enough for it to be the local news, exactly. But far enough away for them to bring a ballet troupe out for a month to perform. And I feel like if it's a local Seattle ballet troupe, when they go on the road, it's not out for a month to a local place
right.
to perform another month. And so I was kind of confused at just how close we're talking Windward is from Seattle. Because I think if it's that close, it probably is just the fact that there's a lot of places like it. Right? Yeah. So it just didn't seem far enough out to distinguish itself.
Are you frightened?
Yeah. No, I... I'd say I'm definitely frightened.
Are you worried?
No, not a bit.
There you go. Now you're back on track. My what the hallmark is a simple one, boys and girls. What happens with the ballerina? She obviously thinks that she's going to be the next big thing in the ballerina world. She's she's doing a stint in Seattle. Then she's going on tour. She has big dreams. Does it pan out for her? And does she ever find love that lasts? Because it's a hard biz to be in if you're her. Yeah. She mentions, this is going to be my life. Like, I can't. So does she ever find love? And my last one, she mentions, she's talking to Annie, and she mentions how much she loves Windward and how she can see herself being there, here long term. Does she come back?
Ooh, love triangle.
Those are my questions.
Man.
Maybe she goes and she does it for a year and she can't handle the road and so she comes back to Windward. And how does that affect the bread?
Hmm.
Can you imagine having two loves in your life?
Oh, double tasty double yeast.
That bread is just...
Yeah. I mean, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Those burger buns.
Those burger buns?
Those. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Man, another episode in the books. I'm so happy. It's just amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's time for the Double Decker of the Week. It's part of the show where we talk about the people who have signed up for Brand. I almost wanted to want the Hallmark again. It's where we talk about people who have signed up for Brand Plus. Panda does a deep dive. He is a subscriber to Google Plus, not the defunct social media.
Mm-mm. No.
The very real black market Google that Panda is a part of, that you can Google anything. What do we have?
We have Lori Testa.
Yeah, Lori's a really interesting individual.
Interesting. Yeah, that's always the case.
That's the best way I know how to describe it. She owns a bunch of crowbars.
Okay. Are they bars where crows go and drink?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got it, Dan. Yeah. They get parched, and she has a bunch of them.
Did she set out water? What if, I know this is going to say, what if, a cardinal showed up?
Oh, absolutely not. They need their own place.
Yeah. What happens? Does she have, a bouncer?
Yeah, a little crow bouncer.
He's standing there with his
crows? You don't mess with crows.
With his wings.
So these are like this. Fully
stocked bars, yeah.
No, that's not what I was going to say. These are four crows only.
Yeah, crows only bars. Yeah, crow bars.
You don't see that being problematic at all. Like, we've tried to bring the world together, and then the crows are trying to push us back.
I don't.
Crows only.
I don't have a problem with that. Crow bars.
Crow bars. What do they serve?
Bar food, which is pretty tasty. bird seed. Drinks.
Classic water. Bar food.
I don't know what you want.
Let me ask
Are they miniature buildings?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Adam Duritz, lead singer of the Counting Crows.
Yeah. Has a free pass.
Okay.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Absolutely.
No, Can he bring a date?
only because he is who he is. Am I right?
Yeah.
They do the live music, which is great. It's really fun.
I bet they do.
What about Tammy Crow?
Also in, yeah.
So if your name is in any way crow related,
yeah, you can also get in. It's a weird. When she typed it up, it was a weird thing.
This seems
okay. How about this? How about this one? I go to the pet store.
Yeah,
I buy a bluebird.
Uh huh.
I name that bluebird Crow.
Ooh.
Bluebird the crow. Crow the bluebird. Listen,
I'll tell you this. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but will the crow at the front, Big Boss Crow, Big have Boss a problem? Crow. Yeah, probably.
We are really skating here. We're just skating. I'm just letting you know. It's thin. It's getting thin.
I think Big Boss Crow is the problem here.
Really?
I think, who was this?
Lori.
Yeah, we need to get together. We need to have a conversation with Big Boss Crow. Because this is inexcusable.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.